There's nothing worse than going to a doctor's appointment expecting to be the center of attention, and then your doctor seems like they have better things to do and better places to be. Instead of listening to you intently, asking you how you feel, and help you along, the doctor is just checking their watch, ready to get out of there. Well, on ZocDoc, you'll find quality doctors who focus on you and listen to you to prioritize your care. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun. So no more playing doctor roulette or scouring the internet for questionable reviews. With ZocDoc, you have a trusted guide to connect you to your favorite doctor that you haven't even met yet. Millions of people use ZocDoc's free app to find and book a doctor in their neighborhood who is patient reviewed and fits their needs and schedule just right. So go to ZocDoc.com/Tim and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/Tim. ZocDoc.com/Tim.
Five, four, three, two, one.
I'm lost without you. Can't help myself. How does it feel to know that I loved you, baby?
I'm just let y'all have that moment. Tell me what you was in favor.
Tell me what it's supposed to. Did you say, tell me about your pussy, baby?
Sure.
You just made your own version.
You don't like that lip. You don't like that lip. I wanna.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the No Chaser Podcast. I'm Tim Chandrarangshu.
Touch it, click when you see me. I'm Ricky Shucks.
Nikki Blaze.
Okay, so I realize things look a little different right now.
A little.
And
why, Tim? Why?
Well, these are brand new frames.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just got the prescriptions put in.
Rick cut his hair.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I did, actually.
The downstairs.
Oh, you saw that. Yeah,
I did. Yeah.
the pube area, yeah?
No, my head.
Oh, okay. And Nikki Blades let her pubes grow out. All the way.
Wednesday braids coming soon.
Wednesday braids and the bangs, too.
2023. New me.
Well, yeah, okay. As you can see, we're in a Studio 71 studio. you might recognize the studio from other podcasts, David's Genius Brain podcast. I had a situation this morning.
Just a small one.
So I rolled up to the cast studio where we normally shoot at, right? I'm like, the gate is closed.
Closed and locked.
And locked.
Yeah, that was new.
So I'm like, who the fuck I gotta yell at, right?
He was ready.
So I'm scrolling. I'm like, hey, yo, Eddie, where you at, dog? And no, actually, I was like, yo, did I not book today? Or did I mix something up? He's like, nah, it's not on my schedule. I'm like, fuck. So apparently I locked this date down with everybody.
You did.
Rick, Nikki Blades. We booked her travel shit out here. You know what I'm saying? We got guests coming later. Mm-hmm. Guests flying from
Vegas?
Las Vegas and
San Francisco, San Jose,
one of the sands. And we got a full day of shit we're gonna do today, and we didn't have a studio. No one could come in. Also, it's Saturday. I was trying to book a podcast studio last minute. You would think we in Hollywood, it would be easy.
Yeah.
And you would think everybody got a motherfucking podcast.
Yeah.
Somebody could let me use a couple microphones.
Uh-huh.
But no.
No.
It was very difficult. And luckily, I texted Robin Couch.
Mm-hmm.
Robin Couch. Initially, I was like, hey, Robin, are you at the studio today? She was like, no. Oh, my God. Did something happen? What happened? I was like, don't worry about it, right? Because in my head, I'm like, all right, let me just hit up a homie. Finally, circle back around to Robin Couch. Yo, can I possibly get in there? Use the conflict of interest studio, you know what I'm saying, for the other podcast? She was like, let me see what I can do. Made it happen. Mm-hmm. So we're here in this studio. Thank you, Robin Couch.
Thank you, Robin Couch.
Thank you, Studio 71. Yes. Thank you so much. Letting us in here.
Yeah. Robin's in there like, bro, stop saying my name.
She's like, I'm not even here. You know how many things we got to cancel today?
No, she's good. She's good. I'm paying her out of pocket for this, so it don't matter.
So it's in the Cash App.
You
so we
definitely
can...
wasn't supposed to say that.
Oh, no, it's cool, because they're not paying her. And Robin, go ahead and add an extra $5 per hour for these sessions, all right?
Oh,
yes. He's a big spender.
I'm
going to
talk slow for you, Robin.
But we did it. Yeah. We're here. That's all that matters. It's a fun story.
Yeah.
You know, not the smoothest start to my 2023.
No.
Pero it's okay.
It's all right.
How are you guys feeling?
I'm good. It's a little cold in here.
I mean, we always complain about it being cold, and then we complain about it as hot. Yeah, so we're taking cold.
Being fat and anemic is not the way to go.
Fat anemic. Have you heard that theory?
I'm not fat, guys. Just anemic.
Why are you laughing so hard, Tim?
Because of the redirect. That's why. Sometimes Nikki Blaze doesn't understand how jokes work, so you know you gotta explain double time.
That's the one time. God damn!
It's funny because she got it. We know she got it.
Yeah.
But then you gave another that she's not getting, and that makes it funny again.
No, I get it.
She gets it.
I just don't want to laugh anymore because you guys like when I laugh at your stupid jokes, so I'm not gonna laugh at the stupid joke.
That's for you. You know what? I'm just glad we're in the studio, man.
Same.
How long did it take? What, about like 2 hours to make this all happen this morning?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, we were supposed to start at 10-ish. Yeah. It is 12-ish. So yeah, a good 2 hours to really get the shit figured out.
And about 30 minutes of it was us parked in an area where Rick didn't have service. And he kept on trying to say, like, let's move somewhere else because I have no service. And Tim was not moving anywhere else.
He was trying to. I had one bar.
You had one bar?
So I thought it was good. But then at one point, when people finally started replying to me, all the bars went away. I was like,
We need to move.
We need to go.
Yeah, man, it was fucked up. You know, it was. I ain't been that stressed in a minute, to be honest.
But you were really calm. Like, you seemed like you had it together. You were finding the solution. You weren't panicking.
I'm not a like make a fuss stressed.
Okay.
I am a big internalize. You know, I wasn't listening to shit y'all were saying. You know what I'm saying? Because I was here. You feel me? Maybe that comes from being an only child and not. Even if I was making noise, it was like, for who? You feel me?
Yeah.
So if I'm stressed, I mean, Rick probably knows when I'm stressed because he knows me like that. But, or like, you'll see it on my face if you really know me. But I don't, like, I'm not, like, screaming and cussing and shit. Yeah.
It's kind of a man thing, too. We're not allowed to really show.
You said that
getting
before?
To us, yeah. At least we feel like that, like subconsciously.
Well,
like, I can't freak out because if I freak out, then she's gonna freak out.
Well, I work around a lot of other men who definitely love to show when they're freaking out. So
those are different men. Those are different men.
I'm around a lot of guys that are very open with their emotions. So yeah, I see all of it.
How are
I'm
you
with my feelings, not my emotions?
Got it.
Yeah. Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
You will express yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You hurt me. But I'm not gonna cry.
And then
if I cry,
that
means I wanna murder.
Oh,
but I'm not gonna murder.
Got it. Yeah. Not gonna murder.
No. Crying is rage. Cry a little bit. Yeah. How are you in stressful situations, Nikki Blades?
I've gotten better. I don't like to be spoken to. When I'm stressed out, I need to be by myself because I feel everybody else around me. And it's just I don't like it. But I've learned how to be calmer about my stress and not project as much. Because I used to be very reactive, very emotional. I'm stressed out. Get the fuck away from me. Don't talk to me. It's the same as like when I'm really hungry. And then I'm not in control of what happens if you talk to me. So let me remove myself from the situation so that I can handle it. But yeah, when I'm stressed out, I need to be isolated.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely, you know, we was in the car. He was making jokes. I get it. It's a comical situation. But I was like, I got to zone the fuck out, man. Yeah.
Yeah, nah, I was chilling on the jokes. I had a lot. Yeah. I was like, let me chill.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I know you was chilling.
There was a few times where Nikki was saying things. I was like, shut up, dog. Yeah, right now, just shut up, dog.
I was like, I'm gonna just focus on the task at hand.
And I'm over here, I'm testing things. I'm like, I wonder how much I can talk before I get him to react, because he's really calm about this. But let's just see. I'm gonna talk to Rick.
So funny. Yeah. I'm glad I've never been a hangry person, though. Because I'd be hungry a lot. That would be a lot of anger.
That's probably anemia.
Probably.
Have you ever heard that people with, I don't know if I brought this up before, probably, people with strong immune systems are naturally attracted to people with weak immune systems and vice versa?
Yeah, and then we debunked it.
Did we?
Yeah.
How?
I forgot how, but it was something about how it's not beneficial for one of them. I don't remember. But yeah, you brought it up before.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you bring this up. Okay. Check this out. Check this out, Nikki Blades.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so not used to you being on this side. This is cool. You saying that reminded me of this thing I screenshotted so long ago that I wanted to bring up on No Chaser, and I always forget, all right? How do y'all feel about the belief or the saying online, especially, where people are like, yo, every time you have sex with somebody, you're taking in their energy and you're giving them your energy. That's why you can't be, exposing yourself to everybody, because, like, you're throwing off the chakras and shit like that.
Yeah. Well, we have talked about this before.
Have we?
Yeah. Oh, you brought it up.
Did I?
Yeah.
Nah.
But, you know, I think that's just a lie. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's just a flat-out lie. Mm-hmm. And people say it like it's backed by science and shit. It's like, how?
Right.
How would science even back that up? I don't believe it at all, because I fucked a lot of depressed ass, sad ass. Something's wrong with them ass girls.
Yeah.
And that energy did not transfer.
That's what I'm saying.
Onto me.
Maybe.
And my happy ass energy didn't transfer onto them. So, I don't know.
I was going to say the same thing. I mean, and that might be the difference in maybe how I felt going into the random sexual situation and how they felt going into it. Yeah. But, you know, because for me, it was like, I'm going in to get it in and we're good. You know what I'm saying? So, like you said, afterwards, their energy, I'm not worried about it.
It was yours when you came, and you can leave with it.
So what's for dinner tonight? A home-cooked favorite, but you don't feel like going to the store? Or did you want to try something exciting and new, but you still want to stay in? Well, DoorDash has you covered, because DoorDash connects you to everything you want, whenever, and however you want it. Because along with restaurants you love, you can now get groceries and other essential items delivered with DoorDash, as drinks, snacks, and other household items in under an hour. Now, every time you place an order for pickup or delivery, you're setting off a chain reaction that helps give back to the people who make the neighborhood unique. With over 300,000 partners, you can support your neighborhood go-tos or choose from your favorite national restaurants like Popeyes, Chipotle, Cheesecake Factory, things like that. And with DoorDash, you're not just getting the things you love, but supporting the community you love too. So for a limited time, our listeners can get 50% off up to $20 value and $0 delivery fees when you download the DoorDash app and enter code TIM. That's 50% off up to $20 value and $0 delivery fees when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code TIM, T-I-M. Don't forget, that's code TIM for 50% off up to $20 value and $0 delivery fees with DoorDash. Subject to change, terms apply. It is time to say goodbye to last year's outdated and disorganized methods of managing your money and say hello to Rocket Money, the better way to hack your finances in 2023. Now, Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill, is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. Now, over 80% of people have subscriptions that they forgot about. You know, all those free trials you sign up for, and then you forget to cancel them before they start charging you. Well, Rocket Money will quickly and easily identify your subscriptions for you so you can stop paying for the ones you don't want. And Rocket Money makes it easy. All you got to do is find the subscription and hit cancel. That's it. Just one button and Rocket Money will cancel the subscription for you. Now, over 3 million people have used Rocket Money and it saves the average person about $720 a year. That's a nice little chunk of money. I use Rocket Money. I've been using it since it was Truebill, actually, because it really helps me. I'm the type of person that will sign up for that streaming service for one show and then just forget to get rid of it. Rocket Money has definitely helped me out with that and saved me some money because the show wasn't even worth it, if I'm being honest. But yeah, man, stop throwing your money away. Cancel unwanted subscriptions and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/nochaser. That's rocketmoney.com/nochaser. rocketmoney.com/nochaser.
Nikki Blaze, you have a different
view on it?
Yeah, or experience with energies.
I think to a certain extent, everyone you come across is there's an energy exchange. Now, I'm not saying scientifically, we're going to go spiritually, which we know there's not a lot of explanation for that. But yeah, I feel like that's out there so that you're more aware of who the fuck you're sleeping with, like what comes with it. Not just the energy. It's like so much more than, oh, your spirit is now attached to me. I think it's just really paying attention to who you decide to give yourself to. Mm-hmm. And yeah, maybe there's a bit of that person that comes, you know, that sticks with you, women.
Or, oh, you just wiped that off.
Wet wipe towel after wet towel. But
I mean, I get what you're saying and I get the thought behind it. I don't get making it a sexual thing, right? Because if you just spend enough time with a negative ass person, mm-hmm. it can start to feel negative mm-hmm. for you.
Yeah.
That's a transference of energy, if you ask me.
I hear that all the time, too.
You don't have to be having sex with the person. Mm. Mm-hmm. And I don't think the sex changes that really? Either way. Yeah, I don't think it's like...
Do you follow automotive news? Or do you just like cars and want to see what the heck's going on? Well, then you might like Donut Media's new podcast, The Big Three. Hi, I'm James Pumphrey, and every week, me and my co-host / two of my top five friends, Nolan Sykes and Joe Weber, unpack the latest and greatest in automotive news and trends on The Big Three. You'll also get a lot of laughs, hot takes, and personal insight on cars from the biggest car guys in automotive media. So, whether you're a hardcore enthusiast or just a person who goes, that's a good looking car, check out The Big Three, available wherever you get your podcasts, or you can watch the full videos at Donut Podcasts on YouTube.
You have a bad vibe, so I'm going to let that stay over there. Mm-hmm. But if we have sex, then I have no choice. I'm going to take this bad vibe. Like, no, mm-hmm. like the bad, if your bad vibe mm-hmm. creates a bad vibe for me, that was going to happen whether there was sex or not. Mm-hmm. That's the way I see it.
Okay.
So when people say like, oh, you take a piece of every partner you have sexually, like, nah.
Yeah. I mean,
sex has nothing to do with it.
Right. Right. You might take a little bit of like, of herps.
A little bit.
Because everybody got a little bit of that.
Yeah.
But as far as the energy goes, you know, like you said, right? It's kind of like, it's as I don't want to say as a man, but as someone who's in the mindset of like, I'm just casually hooking up, you learn to disconnect. You feel me? Yeah. Where it's like, yo, I'm going to do what I do. This person is that this person. We're going to do this. And then I'm cool with that at the end of the day. I feel like you can choose to, if you're more of someone who wants to let this person in, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe that will let it affect you more. For me, when I was in that mindset, as like dickish as it comes off, afterwards, man, and we've said this before, even if someone was like really trying to talk to me about some serious shit, if I wasn't in the mood, I'm like, cool, man. Yeah. All right, cool.
I've had conversations with girls who think that's what they want and that's exactly what they're going to do. And then next thing you know, they're all up in their feelings because of whatever is happening for them. To each their own. Everybody has their own spiritual connections and experiences. So if that resonates with you, that sleeping with somebody, there is even a slight possibility of that transfer of energy, then don't do it. Then be aware like, oh, he's a negative ass person, got some good dick, but oh, it's not going to rub off on me. But if it's in the back of your mind that it's there, then it's going to happen. Because if you believe it, that's what it will be.
Yeah.
Do I have people that I hooked up with in the past that I regret? For sure. I mean, we all got regrets.
Yeah, never happened.
Yeah. And I think it was less about them being like negative energy and more just being like,
them.
Damn, it was lame.
Yeah.
Or, ugh, she was annoying.
Shit like that. Oh, like that? Yeah. You've never been like, the sex was good, but the person is bad, so you regret it.
Sex was good, so the person was bad.
But the person is someone you definitely wouldn't claim.
Not that I can think of. There was somebody who the sex was bad and the person was annoying, so I'm like, I just want to delete this from my history.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
clear your browser.
Just clear that browser right up. But it wasn't like a, it wasn't that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I've never had a, like, I feel like a lot of girls were like, oh man, this dude is toxic, but the dick is too good.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I can't say I've had,
Yeah. We've all had that.
Okay, yeah, never mind. I'll take it back.
But they don't like, it doesn't matter. We're like, yeah, she was fucking trash. Pussy was good, though.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like.
It's not like, oh, I can't believe I still have sex with this with this trash personality, amazing pussy girl.
Oh, some people are just so different. So different.
It's so different. And I think that's where it comes from, right? Because, like, I do believe in transferring energy.
Okay.
I just don't think it happens through sex. Mm. But there are a lot of people who have sex and immediately put everything else into it.
Mm.
And I think that's where the transfer comes. You start caring about this motherfucker and they're not a good person.
Mm. Well, then that's the scientific part of it, right? Because there is some shit that's happening to our bodies when you do decide to sleep with someone that triggers stuff. That's why, like, becoming attached. You might not want to be with this person, but something happens with them chemically that you're like, wow, why can't I let this shit go? Yeah. What is it? So they just put it on the sex a lot because it triggers everything else that's happening.
Yeah. But I know that that can happen without the sex.
Of course.
You so can if get it, the attachment.
So if it can happen without the sex, then it's definitely can happen with the sex.
Damn, I just realized something.
It can happen.
Regardless, yeah. It's moral of the story.
So don't say sex causes this. That's the issue for me.
You know how you made the correlation an episode or two ago that, like, maybe I'm a thrill seeker because of the lack of dopamine because of the ADHD?
Uh-huh.
Maybe this whole time I wasn't a hoe because I was a hoe. I was a hoe because of the ADHD.
She was trying to get some dope. Just blame it on that.
Everything.
He's sending out text messages.
Everybody who get caught cheating. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got a confession.
You send it back.
I have ADHD. So I'm chasing a dopamine high.
Wow. Okay.
Look at that.
Come to think of it. Wow.
Blame your wholeness on the ADHD.
I mean, it's very possible because I know a lot of people with depression who are also damn near sex addicts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that makes them feel good.
Right.
Sex, alcohol, gambling, like, all those things go into the same
Everybody category. Got some type of vice where they're trying to fill some type of hole in their heart or some shit, right?
Or in their vagina.
Or in their vagina, right. Yeah. That's where it comes from, right?
That shit's weird, bro. Like, dating somebody who has that kind of, like, depression where it's kind of tied to sexual gratification because it's like, you want me to fuck you while you're sad? But they don't come out and say that because it sounds
crazy.
Weird.
It sounds weird when you say it like that.
You know what I'm saying? So they want you to just know. But for you, it's like, bro, that's weird.
Right.
Like, I'm going to try to console you. I want to help you feel better. I'm not going to be like, yeah, you crying, baby? Take my dick out.
Like, it's weird when you say it like that.
It's weird regardless.
I mean, unless she's like, Ricky, I'm in a bad mood. Give me some of that sweet pee.
You would have to mask. You would have to be like, fuck, I'm not feeling great. I could use some sex. And then just go and try to have sex with your partner.
But wait, you literally have a thing for sad girls. So you've been in this situation a lot then.
I don't have a thing for sad girls. You have
a thing for sad girls.
No. Sad girls are drawn to him.
Yeah. Okay.
I've never started up. Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I've never started up a situation knowing it was there.
You just found out
later.
It's hidden.
It's hidden.
So you just uncover it.
Then when they get comfortable, they let it out. And but by then, I'm already
You're a sad girl magnet.
Rick's in like the antidepressant lane. at the
he got a thing of Kleenex, a box of chocolate.
Say sold out, huh? I got you, baby girl.
Hey, what's the schedule at the funeral home today?
Oh, God.
Oh, man. That's a new low.
That's so low. But yeah, it's a really difficult thing to navigate.
Yeah. I can see that. That's why I avoid sad people.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of for the best for all parties involved. Because a truly sad person, when they get with somebody who isn't, you become their source of happiness. But that's never real. Mm-hmm. They can never be actually happy from you.
Right.
Yeah.
So eventually it goes bad when they realize, like, okay, I don't get my dopamine fix anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm used to this. It's old news. Now what?
Or when you've brought that happy person down and now y'all both just fucking in a bad mood.
Oh, bro. And that shit happens too. Because the happy person trying so fucking hard.
Yeah.
And then it gets to the point where it's like, this is not working.
Yeah.
And then you start feeling like, damn, does my happiness make you feel worse? Like, is it a like, are you jealous? Are you like, fuck?
Oh, yeah. Should I mask like it? That?
Yeah. So then you start genuinely trying to hide your happiness. Mm. You start doing less.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a crazy fucking cycle.
Yeah, yeah. I've experienced that in a tiny dosage where when me and Chia first started living together, you know, I used to start my days in the morning,
not supposed
bro.
To say names, girl.
This broad Shmia that I used to mess with, right?
This one chick I had married.
And when we first moved in together, now mind you, you know, we went a long time, long distance, not living together. You know, the most we would coexist together was like 2 weeks or whatever, right? So you're kind of adjusting to how that person lives, right? Mm-hmm. So there was one morning, I was making breakfast, happy as shit, had music loud, fucking cooking. She was like, babe, honestly, like not in the morning. Can you just like, I can't do the music, the loud music in the morning. I'm like, all right.
Cool.
I
will be a grumpy goose with you.
Fine. Let's be fucking depressed together in the morning.
I'll talk to you around one when your dopamine kicks in.
It's interesting shit. Aww. And then you have to be ready to go whenever they feel that little bit of happiness again. And that's hard because you've conditioned yourself to be unhappy too.
Yeah.
So then they want to do shit and you're like, what? We don't do shit. All right, I'm happy again.
Well,
like,
now
it's weird shit, man.
I feel like an asshole.
You should.
I'm the sad person. I definitely was a sad person in the relationship, like my long-term relationship that I had gotten into. I wasn't sad on the first long one, became sad after that one. And the person that I was with, we recently had a conversation, and it was triggered by somebody else talking about their depression. And he was like, you know what? It really bothered me that I couldn't make you happy. Mm. That no matter how sad you were, I tried my best and I wasn't enough. Mm. And I was like, damn, because I'm such a different person now that I could take a step back and be like, I'm genuinely sorry. There was nothing that you could do.
Yeah.
And I feel bad that you thought that you weren't enough. But I tried to explain it while I was in it. I'm like, it's not you. I'm working on things. Yeah. I'm trying to figure it out. But because now I'm the goal. Let's make her happy. That's now my mission. That's my goal. And if I can't do that, I'm a failure.
Mm-hmm.
And it does stick around way past the relationship being over.
Yeah.
So, ooh, I do feel
definitely.
Bad.
Because you can't tell them either.
Right.
Like the shit I'm saying, I would never say to the girls who did it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you feel like that's going to make them feel worse.
If it made you feel bad, I'm not even talking about you.
Yeah.
Like, imagine the girl, especially if she hasn't got out of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like you have to kind of suffer in silence. Ooh. And then you feel bad because you know she's actually suffering.
Right.
You have it.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah. It's interesting.
A lot of people that are sad and going through depression, they don't necessarily know what the hell's going on with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of the time you're figuring it out. That's why they always say, like, figure yourself out before you get into a relationship. Exactly. But while you're in those relationships and you're learning about yourself, you're also figuring out what triggers you, what works, what doesn't work. And then, you know, going to that episode that you're talking about wanting to talk to your ex because there was probably things that you want to apologize for. Mm. I did mine off camera, not even on purpose. And there was a lot of understanding. But my takeaway from that conversation was damn, I'm such a different person now that even if we tried again, it probably wouldn't work because you're stuck with that idea of who I was versus being able to accept where I'm at now.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you never used to like this. And I'm like, well, I'm sorry. I like it now. Like, it's just people do change, but it's so hard when you're thinking about your ex because you're like, damn, you put me through so much.
Yeah.
Are you really a different person or is it just a matter of time before you go back to that shit?
Yeah.
When you said that, just quick, when you said like, oh, damn, you like this now, in my head, I'm like, he's like, you never used to eat ass before. But damn, someone turned you out.
Who did it?
That's so funny.
And then that's the thing, too. When you go back to a situation, they'll be like, oh, so you like matching now, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, you like matching.
Bro, this was corny before. Match? Yeah.
You didn't like it before, but I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm the asshole. It was me. I apologize. I ain't doing shit for you no more.
Yeah, that shit is interesting shit.
Yeah.
Interesting shit.
I knew a homie, speaking about the eating ass.
Perfect transition.
He was dating this girl. And I think he had brought up before, he was curious about, like, you know, would you be down to, like, eat my ass?
Okay.
And she was like, no. And then they kind of had to take a little break or, I don't know, broke up or something like that. And she actually, you know what I'm saying, I guess, like, somebody she dated convinced her to try it out. Uh-huh. And she was into it. And so came back, they got back together. She ate his ass. And, you know, half of them is like, oh, amazing, dope. Other half was like, Who the fuck taught you to eat some ass?
Listen, man.
Like, what is the mental, what is going through your guys' mind when you get back with somebody and they do some shit that's new?
I have very little experience in going back.
You don't circle the block?
Yeah. But some experience.
Okay.
I definitely was a, what? No, you said,
uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it bothered me.
Yeah.
And y'all know me. I like all the wild shit, whatever. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. I don't care. Do you, blah, blah, blah. But if you told me specifically no to some shit.
And then?
And now it's just part of your repertoire? Who the fuck?
Okay, then. Would you want to know who actually it was that did it?
No.
Okay.
Because honestly, like, that's just the initial. But for me, I think past that. I don't care who.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, other people in a situation between me and somebody don't really matter to me, right? What the fuck was going on in your head?
Mm.
Were you just saying no because you had a problem with me?
Oh, shit.
Were you just being stubborn? Like, what was it?
Your hole was too hairy, man.
It wasn't clean. Yeah.
Did you say yes to this person to spite me?
Oh,
you
damn.
Know what I'm saying? Like, what was your reason? I don't give a fuck about them.
Right, not the
what
who.
Made this happen.
The why.
Because I definitely know girls who have done stuff that they never did with their ex out of anger towards the ex with other people. You know what I'm saying?
And then they love it.
What's up, y'all? Who don't love HelloFresh, okay? And if you don't know, HelloFresh gives you farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep, okay? So you can skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit, all right? Now, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up. HelloFresh is perfect to make the most out of every moment, okay? Now you can prepare a little sexy little dinner. Count on HelloFresh to deliver fresh ingredients and seasonal recipes for y'all, okay? Get the mood right. HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% less expensive than takeout, so you can use those savings for special gifts for your boo, all right? Go to HelloFresh.com/NoChaser21 and use code NoChaser21 for 21 free meals plus free shipping. One more time, go to HelloFresh.com/NoChaser21 and use code NoChaser21 for 21 free meals plus free shipping. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. You'll love it. I love it. It's delicious. Have a good time.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of, you know, on a deeper level, too, it's like you got to remember that every person you kind of date, you're making them better for the next person. You feel me? I always tell people, like, you know, we're all
that shit
fuck
I do
that.
We're all just practicing.
I make motherfuckers great.
Be worse.
And that's the thing too. I mean, on a low level of like, you know, I be, you know, I look back on, you know, if I see someone that I used to mess with or whatever, and they're with a new person, I'm like, and I'm happy for them. I'm like, man, her head game was whack before me, bro. You should be so thankful about the tips I gave her. But on a higher level, you know, we're all growing. Each mistake is a growing process and learning process.
I really wish I could say I left my exes better after, but I really don't think I did. I'll be honest. I've seen my exes in relationships after me, and because almost every ex has came back and reached out to me, I know they've never changed. So they weren't, I wasn't thinking like, oh, she's getting a better version of him. I'm like, bitch, you need to get out too. There's a reason why I left. It's not going to get better. It's just going to get worse. And he's still hitting me up. So you're not doing your job. But I really do think I have never been in a relationship where they moved on and I was like, damn, they're getting a better version of him. Because I do think I get a really good version of most people. And whatever happens after, the relationships that they get in, I'm probably more like, damn, that's better for you. Like, yeah. I'm glad you're
that,
in something.
That suits you.
That makes more sense, because not everyone is your person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not everyone makes you better or makes you worse. Sometimes it's just not meant to be.
Yeah.
You can be the best person for someone else and the worst person for me.
Exactly.
And when you try to make shit work, that's when it all goes downhill. Yeah.
And when you start feeling like, because you're such a good person,
ugh,
that they have to want to be with you.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
If you have to say you're a good person, you're trying to make yourself believe it.
But here's the thing. I'm a great person.
When you say great, though.
That's different.
That's just real.
That's different. Yeah, when you're great, you got to let everybody know you're great.
The only thing that I will never unchildish about is I want every nigga to know that's ever messed with any girl after me.
Uh-huh.
If she make you laugh, nigga, that's me. She was not funny before me. Not one fucking bit. Oh.
Save that. Save that.
Hey, that's facts, that's bro. Because I've seen it.
Yeah. You bitches be dull.
Okay, Rick's not drawing the sad ones. He's drawing the boring.
He likes giving them a little personality. That energy he transfers after he has sex with them is a little bit of funny.
I bring the funny.
He be making jokes mid-stroke.
Yeah.
Yo, that's not a joke.
I'll tell you what. One time I made a joke that was so dumb, and I immediately felt bad about it because it killed the mood.
Oh, no.
And this has never happened to me. But I thought I was just being stupid.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh man, all right. I was about to like go down. Oh man, I was so young too. We were fucking around. We were like roasting each other, right? And like beforehand. Oh, no. So I was about to go down. I was like, stinky.
Oh my God.
She stopped. I thought she was gonna laugh and be like, you stupid. But she was like, wait, really? Oh my God, really? I was like, no, I was just playing. She's like, why would you make that joke?
Why would you make that joke?
Okay, that's not the kind of
joke. I know, it was not. I was so young, I was dumb.
But it wasn't just like, it was, mm.
It was like, stinky. And I
feel
like.
You would have got swatted.
Bruh, like. I feel like I literally saw her shit dry up with my eyes, like in front of me. I felt so bad.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's not the kind of jokes I make. I only make jokes after something accidentally funny happens.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
A queef.
Got it. A cramp?
A knee slip, a cramp, shit like that. I'll make some type of joke about that. I'm not going to insult you.
I like to, after the queef, go, stinky.
Ugh, fart ass, bitch. Ugh. Ugh, gross.
Do it again. I dare you.
And then she's like, oh, really? Oh, really?
I also knew a girl who could queef on command.
That's kind of cool.
Have we talked about this?
I think we have.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we went to high school with her. She's great.
Yeah. Went to high school? How did that conversation start?
It wasn't a conversation. Well, maybe it was just like, because people used to always just hang out at my house. Like,
okay.
People come over, like, just groups. And
the queef
like
spot. My group.
The queef zone.
The queef club.
And one day she was just like, you guys, you know, I can queef on command.
Oh, yes, I remember.
We was like,
now.
What?
That's just a random thing to brag about, too, girls. Like, I don't know if telling everybody that you could do that is... Maybe it is sexy. You know what? Take it back.
If you can queef on command, here's what you do.
Oh.
Just start doing it and then tell everybody you can't. Oh. When it's quiet, just start going crazy.
So dumb. Man, it would have been difficult for her because it was a whole position she had to get into.
I wasn't like laying on the back.
Laying on her back.
Stop. And it was, like, was it like a circle of people and she's just in the middle going, look kinda, what I can do.
Half circle, but yeah.
Half circle. Yeah. It's a little horseshoe.
Semi-circle.
She would kind of just like thrust her hips and you would hear her cooch go.
Oh.
And then
she'd go. Poof.
You know?
Okay, good for you, girl. Yeah,
it's pretty awesome.
Somebody's happy.
Cruise control.
She's making someone happy right now.
Yeah. Probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
Were you trying right now, Nikki? You look like you were trying.
It's like, where can I go with this? I mean, it's really hard to transition after queef. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are certain things that make it really easy. And that's what
and
the
that's
guys.
That's why I make the joke.
And that's, yes. That's how and you that's what the guys are so good at. That's why they're here for that. Post queef joke is normally like a Tim time. Like, I remember that one time. Like, this is normally where he picks it up at.
Yeah, it was cool to let it breathe.
Yeah, I think I also feel, you know, I like when you can laugh with somebody during like a freaky deaky situation.
Oh, of course.
Like, you know, like when your chest, like when you're sweaty and the chest make like the fart noise, yeah, or something like that. I think it's cute. You know, yeah, it's an endearing situation.
Because there's nothing hot about catching a cramp when you're on top and you're like, I really need to move. But if I do this strange move right now, he's going to judge me. But if he laughs, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. The cramp is, it's definitely a little awkward.
It is, because you ever get the cramp in your calf and you're like adjusting your feet to try to release it? And yeah, then you just got to ask him, just squeeze my leg, please. Just.
Oh, I was going to say, you ever done the, where you pretend you got a cramp, but it's just because you're about to bust?
No. No.
Okay, what is that move?
It's like, you know, you're in it and you're about to bust and she's nowhere near it. So you got to be like, oh, hold on, I got a cramp. So you pull out so you can take a breath and just let everything relax a little bit.
So that's what's going on.
Yeah.
She got a banana by the bed. She goes, shut up, potassium. Take this shit.
What's funny is every time I've tried that, yeah, take a little bit. Oh, hold on. A cramp, but as soon as I put it right back in, yeah, I'm done.
You're like, ah, damn.
I had a girl tell me this story. Fuck, who was it? It doesn't matter. But she was telling me that her homegirl was hooking up with some dude, and then he stopped and was like, wait, hold on. Hold on a second. Just ran up from the bed and starts digging through his closet. And never told her what he was looking for, was just digging through his closet. I'm like, that boy was just about to come fast. That's it.
Hilarious.
Did he come back with anything?
I don't remember how it ended.
I couldn't find it. Oh, well.
And I'm soft now. Let's just watch TV. Yeah. That's your fault, by the way. Yeah. You know, it happens, man. That's why that's why you got to use Blue Chew. Use code Tim for your first month for free at Blue Chew for a longer lasting something.
Okay, I have a question. I saw something where these guys were talking about if a man doesn't want to have sex with this girl, that means he's hooking up with someone else.
No.
Okay.
That's so stupid, actually.
So stupid.
And this was a grown man, and they were on some podcasts, and he said, if you are in a relationship with someone and your girl, or you go up to your man and you try to make sexy time with him and he's just like, no, get off of me, or oh, you're weird, or just makes excuses, that means he's getting it from somewhere else. This is false.
No, that's dumb. Yeah.
Okay.
And then also, like, you know, it feeds the unhealthy stereotype that men all just want to fuck all the time.
Yeah. Okay.
Because sometimes we just... Dudes don't be in the mood too. You know what I'm saying?
As a woman, if you know you've ever had genuine times where you just didn't want to have sex, mm-hmm, it had nothing to do with you disliking your partner or having another partner, mm-hmm, then you should be able to realize that that can go both ways.
Okay.
To the thought that men have to have some crazy reason for not having sex with you is silly.
Man, this girl, that I was dating one time, literally, I mean, mind you, she was kind of drunk. So she was drunk and horny and angry.
Oh, got that's a fun combo.
Got super verbally abusive towards me because, you know, I didn't think I was going to see her that night. So I just beat my meat, uh-huh, and I was tired. I was jizzed out.
Yeah.
She hit me up horny, picked me up from this party. Like, I'm drunk. You know what I'm saying? I thought, cool, we're just going to cuddle and go to sleep. But she was drunk and horny.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just nutted. She was like, and at first she rolled over. I thought she was fine, but she was pissed.
Yeah.
Starts calling me words that are not nice for
or allowed to say anymore.
That you would call a gay person in a not nice way.
Oh wow.
And then and I was like, fine, suck my dick then. Give me some head then. You want that back? Fine. And then, you know, like, wait, let her suck me back to life, but I did not enjoy
it. You didn't want I came, but I wasn't happy about it.
Fine then. Fine.
Yeah, man. It'd be like that. And it sucks because I try to think of all the scenarios beforehand and and act accordingly, right? So there was a lot of times where I just did it where I didn't want to do it because I know girls feel a way about that, right? I wait until the girl gives me a few I'm tired or I'm not in the mood.
Okay.
So it's like, okay, it's established. That happens.
Ah, so you identify so then, that moment. Yeah.
So
okay.
Then when I do it, it should be cool. Never cool. Never cool. Even though I waited.
Yeah.
Until after you've done it, when I do it, it's a problem.
It is a problem. As so one of those angry. I get angry. I do.
But that was old, Nikki. You've learned now from me.
Nah.
No.
Same, Nikki.
Oh, see, one of us don't learn from shit. Yeah.
Some shit I learned from. But I'm ready. If I'm ready. There's nothing worse than you're trying to establish it, but you know, like, if this shit don't go through, what the fuck am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do?
Man, you just reminded me of something I regret from my college life because I was so dumb. It was a girl I was feeling for so long. We had only ever smashed one time and it was like my first, she's probably the second girl I ever had sex with my whole life, right? And when we did, I busted super fast.
Right.
Oh, this was the story where I busted super fast and she was like, what happened? That's it? And I was so young, right? So years later, I'm in college, I'm in photography class and then she's like, Tim, hey, what's up? How are you? Like, come see me.
You fucking owe me, bro.
Right?
Yeah.
She's like, hey, bring that dick here right now. But no, she's just like, hey, I want to see you. Like, come here right now. I'm like, it's like finals are coming up. I got to develop these pictures for my photography class. I can't do it. She's like, Tim, please just come see me. I'm like, I can't, right? Mind you, at this point, we were just friends. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And like later, I don't know how much longer later, but like, I want to say months later, she was like, Tim, you know, when I texted you that day, I wanted you so bad. Like, I wanted you like, right then. And I was like, why did you just say that, bro? I would have dropped everything. Fuck the grade.
If we, girls are stupid.
If we text you, I want to see you, that's normally what it means.
Well, hopefully someone out there learns. Because we...
No, don't learn.
Don't make that assumption. Learn.
Because girls are ridiculous.
I said sometimes that's what it means. Yeah. Sometimes. But if I text you, I want to see you, it's normally what it means.
And mind you, this was before fucking emojis and shit.
Okay, wait. So you would rather have a girl just straight up, say she like likes you, not just on some hookup stuff, but it's low key like, oh, I care about him. It's a little bit more than just sex. Do you want her to just come right out and say that? Or do you like the game of, oh, does she want me? Does she not want me?
No, none of that.
Okay, you just want it. So it doesn't turn you off at all if a woman is aggressive?
No.
Like, I want it right now.
No.
Okay.
No. Especially if it comes to sex.
Yeah.
Like, okay, yes, she might like me, but if she wants dick right then and there, please tell me so I know what's going on in your mind so I don't regret saying no to that. You know what I'm saying?
Because, like, we've learned, well, some of us have learned, you can't just assume.
Exactly. Of course, right.
Because a girl coming to your house after 11 p.m. doesn't mean shit.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to mean shit.
Even if
right?
she's in lingerie.
You can't make any assumptions.
That's true.
I've had that happen. I have had that happen.
Time out. I need to hear about that.
Oh, my God.
What the?
I feel like this girl probably still watches these things. But I'm telling the story anyway.
Okay.
I might have told it. A girl, I'm going to give the condensed version because I might have told it. A girl drove 3 hours, got to my hotel at like 2:30 a.m.
Uh-huh.
Had on a nice, sexy matching lingerie set.
Got it.
But was not there to have sex because that was our first time hanging out outside of the time we initially met.
Ain't no way.
Dog.
So she came.
This is, This is cookies. The fucking poison cookies.
Oh, right.
So she came ready for the just in case. Wait, time out. How did she know? How did you know she had matching lingerie on?
Because that's what she wore to sleep. She slept over.
This is
a girl. She was supposed to come by, right?
Okay.
She asked me for all the information. I told her what hotel, told her what room. Mm-hmm. And then after that, she was like, I'm probably not going to be able to make it. It's like a 3.5-hour drive.
Okay.
And I got this, I got that, I got that. So I'm like, all right, cool. All good. Mm-hmm. But then she wanted to surprise me. So she came anyway.
Okay.
But she got there like 2:30. Like, I was already in bed.
Yeah.
Somebody's fucking banging on my hotel room. And then I go to look out the fucking peephole and she has her finger over it. So I'm pissed.
That's scary.
I sling the door open, ready for whatever, and then it's fucking her.
Oh, cute.
And I'm like, what? What would you have done if there was another girl in here? Oh, well, I guess I would have just left.
My gosh.
This wasn't really well thought out.
So I let her come in and I'm angry, but I'm trying not to be angry, right? And then she takes off her fucking jacket and pants and I'm like, less angry now.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
In the bed, and I start up and say, no, it's our first time.
Okay.
So I'm like, then why did you? I'm going to jack off. I just jacked off and went to sleep.
That's crazy. Yeah. And I was going to say, because
she was a cool girl, too.
And Cookies, like, knew who we were. And because I was going to say, maybe it's because of the anemia. What changed her mind?
Hilarious. Cookies did not know who we were.
She didn't?
No, we met her on a video shoot. She was a friend of a random who was invited.
Oh.
I met her there and just rizzed her up. We use that word now. We're hip. Yeah, that was one of the few that wasn't like a Instagram fangirl shit like that.
Damn.
Yeah, and then...
You talked to her since, after that?
Yeah.
You ever ask her?
I may have got a public hand job or something like that.
Well, sweet. Okay, well, at least you weren't completely wrong in your assumptions, because...
Oh, no, like, it was all dirty talk. It was literally because it was the first time we hung out since then, which is fun.
Right, and...
You don't have to fuck people,
mm-hmm.
but why would you drive 3.5 hours and then get into bed with this man on the first time in lingerie?
I'm going to throw this out there. Rick is a good man. That situation can go very, very differently.
Bro.
And it could be your ass outside of the hotel room. Like, get out. Because that feels like that's a game, ladies. If you're listening, that is a very dangerous game that you are playing.
It is.
Don't do that. Because not everybody understands that no means no. So, wow. Because I'm listening to that story going, this girl sounds not the smartest.
Yeah. But, so if that can happen... And it wasn't because of the anemia.
Right.
I wasn't that anemic back then.
Nah, it was a different time. It was a different time. He's changed since then.
I was actually pretty cute that day.
That day? Specifically.
That day, I remember. I was looking in the mirror a lot.
I was cute. He said, I was cute.
My outfit was kind of trash, but she didn't see that. I was already in pajamas. But, yeah. So, it don't mean shit.
Yeah.
So, don't assume. Even when it's all the signals, unless they like, yes, I would like to do that.
Yeah.
Because you know what they say? When you make an assumption, you turn into an ass and the ump.
And three fingers back at you.
The ump will shun you.
What?
It's from the Fresh Prince. This is a really old episode. Well, shit, y'all. Thank you for watching another episode of the No Chaser Podcast. Hope you learned a thing or two.
Yes.
Or not. Who cares? Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe. Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe. My name is Tichon Tharongsu.
I'm Ricky Shucks.
I'm Nikki Blaze.
Bye.